Well, thank you so much for coming to this session. My research is water contaminants in compost-amended bioretention systems. Now, what are these systems? Bioretention systems are the best management practices for storm water that use filtration to treat this runoff. They also use plants and vegetation such as trees and shrubs which remove pollutants from the storm water. The other most important mechanism for removal is the adsorption of these contaminants to the fine particles of a bioretention mix. This bioretention mix actually contains a mixture of compost and sand in pre-specified ratio of volumes. Although the purpose of the compost material is to provide the retention sites for these contaminants, there have been studies which shows that compost adds more contaminants in leachate than the storm water or the system itself contains. In my research, we simulated this eventually raises questions on the effectiveness of using compost material in the bioretention mix. And finding an alternate to the compost is another big challenge. Therefore, in our study, we simulated bioretention systems and provided quantitative evidence for the leaching of nitrogen, phosphorus, copper, and dissolved organic matter in leachates from these systems. Our study also provides baseline concentrations of these contaminants in leachates, which are subjected to groundwater aquifers and the surface water bodies, which is a home for millions of aquatic organisms. So in our study, we irrigated bioretention systems and we collected leachates. Those leachates were then analyzed for all these contaminants. Our data shows that the nature of compost material do impact the amounts of contaminants coming out from the system. And we found that for each and every contaminant, the amounts in the leachates were more than the stormwater contaminants concentrations in the system itself. But for example, our system released 10 to 14% more nitrogen, 15 to 23% more phosphorus, 5% more copper, and 6% more dissolved organic carbon. However, out of all these contaminants we analyzed, in case of copper, not all forms are toxic. For example, the hydroxides and carbonates of copper are toxic, but the organic complexes of copper are non-toxic and non-bioavailable. When we applied copper speciation modeling data approach in our data, we found that most of the copper in our leachate was bound to the organic matter, forming organic complexes. These organic complexes are non-toxic and non-bioavailable to aquatic organisms. Therefore, at the end of our study, though our system was the source of all these contaminants in the leachate from this system, there is a release of dissolved organic carbon or the dissolved organic matter from the system, which is more than enough to reduce the metal toxicity in receiving waters. For more information, please stop by my poster 1602. Thanks and have a good rest of the day.
Any questions?
In our study, we did not use the plants or the vegetation, but in terms of the cumulative leachate flux, yes, there was a pattern. And we saw that the first hourly leachate collection always had the higher amounts, and it declined gradually or sharply depending upon the contaminant for each storm we analyzed. Yeah.
Time for one more question.
The purpose of using the compost material in the bioretention mix was to provide a sink or a place where all these contaminants can store so that we can remove these contaminants from the storm water and purify the water. In case of the soils, we do not have enough organic matter. Therefore, the purpose of using the compost instead of soil was to have more and more organic carbon so that we have more release of dissolved organic matter from the system so that we can bind these contaminants in leachates.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.